No name at all. Then that's what you make the evidence. Then the evidence is easily first. So it's easily first. That would reveal that. But now the case of the Chinese Malishmo doesn't mean Chinese Malishmo number. It means he was knowing how his enemy is in Goli by the name of his form and the name of Abraham, and the deposition in Goli when the name of Abraham was used. So in such a case, the Abraham would say that it's part of the evidence, it's easily every day. Matei came, he presented you, now it's a say. So then, now there is no deal, because it's no name is mentioned. So it's part of the evidence in Gamre, if she did say. No, they, because now, the Chinese Malishmo doesn't mean Mami Chinese Malishmo, so the deal can be only in the case where the name of Abraham was used in Gonga, which is not a common name in Gonga. So then it is possible the other. Matheite, both names are common in Gonga, and the name of Abraham was used, but the other name was not mentioned, so even though the Hakkila, you must mention both names, but the other name is in this case, so we get it first. So in other words, according to the Sabbath of Faces, we don't have to be indicted that according to Abraham, without any name, so it's not there. So it can be guided this way. In the case of the case of the Chino Shmo Yishmo, the Chino Shmo Yishmo, then Chino Shmo Yishmo Mohammed. So that, then we obtain that it was forced to be guided, that without any name it's not there that it's used. But now the case is established, the proposition, the Chino Shmo Yishmo doesn't mean Chino Shmo Mohammed. It means he had a common name in Goli, his common name in Goli was Yitro. And Abraham was a common name in Yehuda, and the name Yehuda, which is uncommon in Goli, was used. So then it's what we're benefiting them today. But if I say both names, Yitro and Yehuda were common, and only one name was used, so then it's not a very good thing. So it could be indicted that way. Mashenke, if no name was used, then of course it's taken the benefit. So we don't have to say in the Teret, only in the Kashet is it said that if there is no name, so it's such a letter that it is. Now, but the Yeshua has six shots in here, this case, and this is a very difficult issue, very difficult issue. Now, one shot of the Yeshua is much better than the other, and that's in accordance with what the Yeshua says. Now, one shot of the Yeshua is, which I don't think, I mean, that this is exactly the case. So he said, the case of Kiki is that according to the letter, we passed the Zinatar says, so Shemek is only required to get in the Rabbah. He's only required to get in the Rabbah. And that's one more thing that we passed. It wasn't the Machlitz of Shemek as to whether Shemek is required to get in the writing of the Rabbah. So the Shemek in the Rabbah, an hour ago. So this was also. So one chicken is the chainless is only the Rabbanon. One was in the Ramban is the chainless is only the Rabbanon. But in the Rabbanon is there are no chainless, so it's first. There is a chicken of Rabbi Yehiel in the Mordechai, the first period in Gittin. So he mentioned the name of Rabbi Yehiel that he gets without chainless, it's kosher and easy in the Rabbanon. No story at all. But that, most of the chainless are here. And we know that the whole prophet in the Rabbanon, the chainless is first. Is there no shame? But one was in the Ramban is that it's possible only the Ramban is there no shame. And one was in the Ramban is that it's possible in the Ramban. But we'll soon see why it was in the Ramban. Now, then, there are many, most Mephoshim say, and one chat in the Kli Yeshua say, the case of Shikin is, the Shemesh is not required. According to the case, Shemesh is not required in the right thing. That would get, I'll leave the rest later, I will say that in the case. But, I'll leave the rest later, I will say, the rest in the case. So, take the city, that it has to be Muhammad Tehei. So, if the name is not mentioned, so then it's not Muhammad Tehei. So, then it's not Muhammad Tehei. Then it's not Muhammad Tehei. Then it's not Muhammad Tehei. This is how most Achrim say the name of faith. And that's one shot in the Kli Yeshua. So according to Rav Meir, one thing is clear, he says, that according to Rav Meir, if he gets no shame, so it's got me right. Because he says, if there's no shame, so it's not Mukham Teir. But we pass like Rav Meir. So then he took follow, just without saying, it's not something about it. It's only possible. You know, it's only possible. Now, the Abu Shemim would say, the Abu Shemim would say that the get without saying it is possible. It's only possible. It's one was in the Ramban, it's possible. And the same didn't come to the real possible. Why? Why? Because it is Muhammad. First of all, then the Shemim is saying that we, the Shemim doesn't require Muhammad. That's the Shit of Rashi. That's the Shit of Rashi. And that's the Shit of the Ramban. The Shemim doesn't require Muhammad. And then the Ramban says, even if you have to take a use of water on the air, so without changing it, it's still around the air. Because if it was in a dish, you hold the gas. It's not mentioned. Her name is Ray. And the name Ray is not mentioned in the gas. All right, it's not mentioned. But she holds the gas, so the people have to take it, that it's her gas. And the name Ray, who gave it to her? Her husband. Who else would give it to her? So it's who have to take it. That if the woman who holds the gas, she is guaranteed. And the husband of that woman. No, that's considered the day chayit. Because that's the whole high of storage is based upon the holding by Balashka. That's the whole high of storage is based upon it. So maybe it's considered full hakidah. And then the Rabban should be here. That is the Rabbeya that it is required more from there. But if you're assuming that it is not required more from there, so there are many machines that say that even without changes it's more hakidah. But they should be here. That the contrary is has to be Muhammad and without him, it's not Muhammad. So there is no doubt as to what they would say on the Ramea, that without him, it's not Muhammad. The question is, what do they say on the Ramea? So most forces say that the contrary is on the Ramea, it gets without him, it's not Muhammad. Like the one was in the Ramban, but it's only possible. It's only for some Rabban. Only the Rabban says that he gets washed in Malin the Rameyer, and David says Malin the Rameyer, so he gets his bottom in right there because it's not Muhammad. Now, so what chapter can you try in, and the chapter I want to post it, that this is taken to me. This is taken to me. However, there is the Beth Yosef says, that according to this day, a get without changes is possible with the right to use Malin the Rameyer. Like the first portion of the Rambam. Why? Why is it possible with the right to use? So the Rambam says, because the Aloha of Sphere is wrong, and I mentioned it several times, the Aloha of Sphere is wrong. Same from the Sphere is wrong because that Hopal of Zayn. What does the Torah say? What it means? You're drawing three as you make it. So in other words, the guest must contain explicit terms of divorcing. So it must be explicitly stated that the woman is divorced by her husband. Which woman? So it must be specified which woman. Is that her name? So it's not specified. So the three as you are treated is land. So no story, there is no aloha of saying. All stories, even without changes, so the star is possible. Not only with the right, it's possible. So in other words, if it was a certain person, hold the star, and it's mentioned to the star, let's say, if woman holds the star, and it's mentioned the star with Shimon Baruch from him, even though the woman's name is not mentioned, the woman can collect from Shimon. Because the fact that he holds it is the right. He's the mouth. But of course, the name is not mentioned, otherwise, we wouldn't know. I mean, how could we know? But there is no aloha, of Shemesh itself, by story. Not even in aloha. But by getting the research in the aloha of Shemesh, so the question is it in the right or the Rabbon? So there is no more Shemesh Rabbon in the right. Why? Because the Shemesh is not mentioned. So the spirit is wrong in his life. And even the other one who says that the right is kosher, but the Rabbanon is possible, so why is it possible the Rabbanon? Not just in the Rabbanon. The Rabbanon also comes under the heading of the spirit is wrong. But with the right, the spirit is wrong is not like in white, but if way it holds the gas, so then the spirit is wrong. But with the Rabbanon, so it's the spirit is wrong in his life. All right, now. So the Beth Yosef says
The thing to keep in mind, like the first lesson in Ramban, that get without shame is possible, even a little bit better. Two, why do all the enforcement say the thing to keep in mind, that only a little bit better get without shame is possible, the right thing. But I'll give it a better not, because they say, Homer said, I'll call off because we're calling a mayor post material. We did it. So because of that, in first place, they said, Marsh, my law, I'll give it a better. So it's kosher, you know. No, but it's no guy at all. No guy at all. Tesis is only saying that in the case. Tesis is all. Tesis is only trying to show. Tesis only, so let me not, it's already the tenet, the beginning of the tenet. So Tesis is saying that we cannot say, as Tesis tried to deduce at first, that without chamber, so it's kosher, regardless. Even the Rabbon is missing, so we will say, that's what Tesis said at first. Mashmah, the way kosher, kwaal, kosher, asim, Rabbon. So there, it's kosher, asim, Rabbon, without anything. So Tesis said, that couldn't be, because how could we say that without any shame? So if Rabbonon is only impossible, if Rabbonon is not impossible there. And according to the mayor, it is possible because of Kohan Shalmadiyah, the Tomo Chachomim is missing. Only because of that corner of Kohan Shalmadiyah, the Tomo Chachomim is missing. No, according to the mayor, that he said in the Chinkah, that he said in the Muram Tekhe. So why does the mayor have to resort to Kohan Shalmadiyah, the Tomo Chachomim is missing? Which he told you that the Tomo Chachomim. No, according to the mayor, it should be the Vash of the Imam Udam in the Raife, not only the Rabbonon. And there is the Mishnah says, that the Vashir Shmo is more according to the mayor, so the Vash of the Imam Udam, because of Kohan Shalmadiyah, the Tomo Chachomim, because it's mentioned together with the Malchus and everything. Why Shmo Malchus? The mayor. Who is the one who says to the Mishnah, Vash of the Imam Udam, Vashir Shmo is more? The mayor. And the mayor not only holds So why does Rabbi Yassou is all to in the Sinica, there's the Muham Tekhei. So obviously, Kodi Kramir will get the Bosnian Rai. Obviously. And there the Mishnah says, Shimesh Mo Yishmo, so I'll leave the Rabbi and the Rabbi the Mamze, why? Because of Karasham Yodesh Mo Chachomim. So we are compelled to say that Shimesh Mo Yishmo, there is no Mamze Shimesh Mo Yishmo. Because if it's meant Mamze Shimesh Mo Yishmo, so then it would involve the Tzul of Mat Muham Tekhei. So it wouldn't have to resort to Muham Tan Madesh Mo Chachomim to give. So what must be the right? So what must it be? It's not Shiresh Moish Momami, that we have two names, and go and do it. So this is why they said, Thou Kocho, because we call it a mere post-materia. Thou Kocho, because we call it a mere post-materia. Not the same as all the leaders that were there, so it's kosher materia. But he brings the riot that Shiresh Moish Momami couldn't mean Shiresh Moish Momami. Because Rabbi says they are one man that is Mishmo because all that Shandali is still Chachomi. Why would they have to resort to Shandali is still Chachomi in the Gittin, Israel of Azamzea? That's all Rabbi also holds in the Chinuka also. But in the Hanan, I will be able to say that even I will be able to say so Shino Shmo Yishmo to get the bottom of the right thing called the Chiton of Spirit of God. That's what it's just said, that the Yeshua in one shot is that, I mean, and that's the bit of something. Now, and on the contrary, I think from the Russian, the Balkorcho, because we call it a mere post-matere, so he says that he can be the Rebrezia, so it's kosher matere, so he says he should use the expression Alkorcho. The Alkorcho is the first word. So then he says, how is it, the Rebrezia, the Rabbeya, the Loikot, the Kaal, the Rabbeya, Prat Matir. Why do you think about Kocho? The Kocho is a first word. But if we say that Ali the end of faith is holy, that if Ali the Rabbeya is Prat Matir, but Ali the Rabbeya, you can argue. That's what we say in the Rambam. And then, he says, about Kocho, the Rabbeya, you first. No matter what you say,
in regard to the Zvon problem. But a Kochol got Meir yet to say it's possible. And there the Mishnah says that the Kochol got Meir is a bad man there, but I think it's really small because of Kramzan Adesh Dol Chacham Bidiki. So obviously it cannot mean Shkine Shmo Yishmo Mame. It means something else. All right. Now, Hoboy shmoy shmo se nira ish miro. Pinas miro li mishim bishkik teva krisis. Vahayin shkira svoin to krisis. Vyevcha li teva krisis shebe meiru dino elo yi kinkotap shmoy shmo se nira ish miro. Elo yi kinkotap shmoy shmo. Se nira ish miro olav da. What I mean, but shmoy shmo, that is possible with the Why? Because the shkira zvore. Se zvore to krisis. And then it says, Yeshemoni, Shmoy Shmo, Vira Vira Mirabora. So, alright, but as to whether, I mean, but take this, it seems to me that the expression of Balkor for him came like the Joseph Chapman. And like the one shot in the Shrava. However, I mean, it's possible that they just see the real lead on the enemy. They told me a little bit of media, so without coming to fucking the right place. But a little bit of media is coming from the Rambam. It's possible. I mean, there's other shot in the Shrava. From the Rambam. The Rambam mentions in the name of Peter. Who we take this little of the Rambam. The Omar is the Chimekar. The Yepshar is the Mucha Chizeyche in Yigari. In Yigari. So he says, when you know him. Now, so it's not so explicit in the Ramban that Tesis holds that only on the Ramir is not right, but it's much more from the Russian because the Ramban is the Russian Tesis major of the Ramir. So it's much more. I'll leave the Ramir there, I'll call him to Tesis, so it wouldn't be from the right. So it's like the other chat in the Yeshua, not like the Yosef chat in the Yeshua. Anyway, it doesn't make any difference what the chat of Tesis is, what the chat in the Yeshua is, because we have the Machlai Roshanim, we have two Yeshua in the Ramban, so it's not important what Tesis keeping like one Russian in the Ramban or like the other Russian, that's not important. But, so we have two main sheets on which the Shemin are equally divided. One sheet is that it's possibly the right in our Shemin because of the Chizkon of the Spirit of Glory. And the other sheet is not. With the right sheet, not because it's involved with the Chizkon of the Spirit of Glory. It's only possibly the Ramban. But there is another sheet. The more the high mentioning having gay, I think some other is in the third series, that it's even kosher, the other is even kosher, you know. But that's a mute. That's a mute machine. The overwhelming is that machine holds the whole point. Mizrabon is possible, the other is facing is there, is facing is there every day. Now, the Yosemiah is having something, I mean, it doesn't seem to be so. He's having something, a chidesh, and the same chiddush is mentioned by some other achrei who was of a different derech altogether. The Dibur Chaim, the Sons of Eretz. So they both say the same thing. So the Yosemiah and the Dibur Chaim, so they are mechaberim that when is the get potom Yisraelite without Sheinet, or Omidrachonim without Sheinet, I mean according to the Tzuri Sheinet, first of all, I mean, the Russian Ramban is explicitly generic. But they say only is the shame of the husband is not married. But if the shame of the wife is not married, so then it's kosher in Rabba. Why? Because that's all. Because she holds the gift. So what does it mean if she holds the gift? If she holds the gift, so then
wenn ich nicht gehe, das ist schiefen Interesse. But for the same reasoning that we got in the Isha, so in other words, so if she holds it there, so it's a raya, so it's mucha, that she's in the Gereshe, so it's mucha, her husband was with Gareshe, who was with Gareshe, I mean, some other husband. I mean, how could some other husband be with Gareshe, all right, the conservative rabbi, so they divorced the wives of other men. But there is no such thing, so who can divorce his wife? So the husband that's divorced, I mean, anyway, if the shame of the issue is not required, the shame of the issue is not required, and he mentions the Yerushalmi. Because he mentions the Yerushalmi, in other words, he mentions the Yerushalmi and the Yerushalmi. Shalmi says, in Shtar Boye, so if someone has the Shtar, so he can collect. He can collect, because he owns the Shtar. So in Yerushalmi, of course, by all stories, so if one holds the star, so maybe it's a riot that he's a moment. Otherwise, how would he hold the star? How would he hold the star? And regarding the lazy, so then of course the name is not mentioned, so by other stories there is no riot. What kind of a riot is there? There could be, I mean, a million lazy there could be. If the name of the lazy is not mentioned. So there's no name is mentioned. So, I mean, if the name of the lady is mentioned, so then there is no horror. So, if there is a riot, so it's an extraneous riot, it doesn't even hear in the star. But anything regarding the Malve, so if the Malve holds the star, so then there is a horror in the star, because the whole riot story is based upon its kise by Balastar. So, that's why in the star of Boye, if someone holds a star, even though the name of the mouth is not mentioned, so he can collect. But he cannot collect, let's say, from a certain lady. Let's say, even though he produces all testimony in Bezdi, which proves that the lady is this expert. But that testimony is a verbal testimony, he doesn't even hear the star. Mashe, that's in the voice. But anything that we get, and if she can have only one husband, so in any way, if she produces a guest, so it's not only Mucha that she is in his garage, it's also Mucha she is in his garage, and who is in the garage, her husband. So in any way, if we say, if the name of Gigi is not required, so then the name of the Baal isn't required either. And if the name of the Baal is required, why? Because of Sira's Rolling, whether it's Sira's Rolling in Raisa, Sira's Rolling in Ramon. So in any way, so the Yichoche is not enough. So in Meile, the name of the Yishe also has to be named. All right, we'll leave it there. Now, please remember that the Shia are going to be held by Rav Chaim Kaiser at 1:30. Everyone must be the Shia. And you should tell everybody that they cannot go away and they cannot stay in the dormitory. They must be the Shia. And no classes will be held, high school or college, until the Shia ready. And the Shia continues for 6 o'clock in the evening, they have to stay in the dormitory till 6 o'clock in the evening. It will not continue till 6 o'clock, but if it does, they have to stay in the dormitory till 6 o'clock. So then he says, bring the gabi him and bring the gabi her. So even her name is different. So it's also not necessary. But the same thing is necessary. Why? Because she holds it. So it is necessary to gabi him to her, because who could have divorced her? The husband, it's not anybody else. The question is, Das ist die Kosti Schelle in Schmo, der Hezer Olof Kumbach in Schmo, von dem Machleik ist der Jüdin Rabbanon. Ich kann hier, Harei, Ischö, Jesorach, Lichtes Hashem, wenn ich schraube, Lichtes Jehude, wie Zohar, wenn ich so begallet, Mabe Olof Kumbach und Mekatsche, die Jüdin Rabbanon. Nach Achomi Meimri, in Nena Hashem Namusha. Oma Rabbacha bei Jakob. Sie haben nur Jakob, und kam Rabbanon, und dann sind sie zu Ivan, bei Jubelek, aber hoch er war. Und wir haben das Kost, das war ich. Das ist die Mord. Now, the Rajbo is the Kashe, now according to Rav Chizde, Bishloim according to Rav Achva Yaakov, the Rachom Naon to me, the Ksav Al Gabi Ksav, the Zini Ksav, and Kolat Eri Kule, but here it's Ksav Al Gabi Ksav, is the Ksav, and Kolat Eri Kule, but here it's a special Zatakosu, for the Kulam Veyu, so we can understand the expression used by the Rachom in Hashem in Amufra. But according to Rav Chizde, so the Chachot Rabbonon said, this Ksav on Gabi Ksav is in a Ksav on Kolat Eri Kule. So why do they use the expression Hashem in Amufra? It's not a special verse according to Gabi She. So the Rajbo says, he mentions the Yerushalmi in Perik Abelie, the Shabbat, and the Yerushalmi itself says that according to Rav Chizde, so the Chachomi, when they say, in Hashem in Amufra, so they say it, Alibe de Rafchiz. They say two things. First of all, they say that you cannot be Mikadish Hashem by being Malakumet upon the original Shem. Why? Because Ksav al Gabi Ksav is in Ksav. But then they say something else. But even with the truth, even according to you, Rabbi Yechab Yudin, you say the Ksav al Gabi Ksav is Ksav, but here it shouldn't be good. Why? Because in Hashem Namufcha, because of that Yuri Van Leyen. So that's the Yerushalmi in Perik Abayim. Now, we can explain it now, according to the Shite of the Sefer HaTrumo, in other words, Rabbi Boruch, that Ksav al Gabi Ksav, if it's Ksav, Badi al Gabi Yei, so if Ksav al Gabi Ksav is Ksav, so it's not because the Tachtim is Nimcha, and in the melee we have Ixtavelli, but because we have an integration of Ixtatachmi and Ixtavelli, so then that could be the pshat in Zekeli Vandeyu. Either we deduce it not from Zekeli Vandeyu, but from Zekeli, not from Vandeyu Zekeli, or even if we say that we deduce it from Vandeyu, as it's mashma from Roshna Prashe, because Rashi explains the Vandeyu, here it's not from Mises, so it doesn't mean the same thing of Vandeyu, that the Gemara mentions in Shabbos, or Kittis Noye, Tzium Noye, Kittis Noye, Noye. It's another halacha of Zekeli Vandeyu. In other words, that in order that the Shem should be Kiyo Chotei, so he must, so the whole, the atheist of the Shem must be written the bishop. But in the case of Mother Kumet, so we don't have the atheist of the Shem will produce the bishop. Because the atheist of the Shem will produce nothing. If it was to be Kavone, it was well written, the Teirat atheist of Yehuda. But he was the Kaddish through a mighty Kaddish. He was the Kaddish, the same atheist, through the mighty Kaddish. So the Jota Kota was actually around there, you imply that in Shem, so the atheist must be produced with this. Not, and just to realize the mighty Kaddish is more, it's not enough. So it could be deduced from the term Zekeli, in other words, the atheist of the Shem must be produced in the Shem. Or even if it is deduced from Vandeyu, but it's not the same thing of Vandeyu as the Sivakira Noye, Sitis Noye, but it's another halacha of Zekeli Vandeyu, that the atheist must be produced in the Shem. All right. Omer Afriz. יחיל מי למסטלין אלי קולגית את העלם. So Rav Chizde says that he can pass all the git in the world. אמר לי, רובי, מי טיימן? אילי נמישום תכתיבי קוסף, ציוחי יקו קוס ולי. So, ואוכי יקו קוס ולי. So, if it is because, the Torah says בקוסף. So, בקוסף implies what? That the Baal has to write. Now, What is mean by us writing? I mean, not the question of the actual act of writing. So they are either it requires shlichus, so that the shita are really, or other things don't require shlichus. So just shiva about is not. But the chachamim are mitakein that the isha pays the scribe fee, the sefer fee. She pays for the fee of the sefer. So Meile, if she pays for the fee of the sefer, so she pays for what? For the parchment, for the gaze, for the pen, for the kumet, for everything. So then to whom does everything belong? If she pays. She doesn't pay the fee, not just for the work, the fee for everything, for the material and for the work. So Meile, if she pays the sefer fee, so who owns the parchment, the each own, and because I've implied that the Baal should own, that the Baal should own. Now, is it deduced from the Kotap or is it deduced from the Notap? So from this Gemara it's mashma that this aloche, that the Baal has to own the parchment, is deduced from the term the Kotap. However, cases in that context, I mean, we don't have to go into the whole Indian, the Taisha says, that they, that hot days on the day, the long Taisha, the Ramasco, Volad Medeaninu, Volad Medeaninu, now, the seventh line from the Taisha, from the beginning of the Taisha, or the Ramaskal Golad Medeaninu, that conveys on the day. The seventh line in that page itself. Vintema. Now the Gemara says here that the Gemara says here, Hakel Shein Yusuf Zaged, the Mishra says, that's the Chaya Shein Yusuf. So the Gemara is the Kake, Golad Medeaninu, how can the Chaya Shein Yusuf like to get? So the Gemara is the Tere, that we go God Lindar Gato. All right, the thing is Kake is now the seventh line in the page that conveys on the day. The seventh line is from the beginning of that page. Now the seventh line, the teacher, that's for days on the day. The seventh line is from the beginning of that age. In other words, that he assumed by the Kshitas Aviv, that Kshitas Aget requires, we had in the first page, the Kshitas Aget requires Shlichas. So the same for the one who likes to get must be appointed a Shlichas from the Baal. Now, a cotton has to be cotton, they are not being Shlichas. So the Yishraima, the Rebino and Shlichas Bechfiv. But he says, no, he does not like the Rebino. Rebino should say, the Rebino, what will the Rebino himself do with the Gemara? So the Rebino in the second, in the other washing, so the Rebino says that this Gemara goes according to Reb Meir. That the Yechfime Karte, so Meir the Ktire, does not have to be Lishmo, but Hava Min the Gemara was that the Rabbonim does have to be Lishmo. So that's why it's good if a chayas is caught and write it. But Eilach Dami, according to Reb Lezer, the Rebbe has to be Lishmo Midrashim. So a chayas is caught and cannot write it yet, even with God in the Gabbok. Why? Because it requires it. But Tesis disagrees with the Rebbe. So Tesis holds that this Gemara goes according to Reb Lezer. So the question is, how can a caught and write it yet? How can a caught and write it yet? Not Mishriya. The Tesis is there, the Yeshua Ima do Dinen Shlichas Bechtide. The Vikosa Slava Baal Kore, Ela Ha-Tesis. We hold our women with Amos, told the Emma with Saisa say, who laid him Hasumu, love Mishum Shlihe, El Mishum the Chaloitiva Habao, the Hoshi Mishmo. Okay, so the Dino, but what say is there is the Dino Shlihe the Chidid, the Kosa Baba Bao Koyala Say. That's the important thing as far as we are concerned now. So, say it says that the Kosa does not have reference to the Baal of the Seder. Vodam, we will come and talk to him and receive a single in Chasumu. למה שם שליחה? זה תהלוך הפסיבו, אבל משום דפוי, כי בעבר הוא יכול שם לשמוע, אבל יכול שם תומר פוסל, ויש לו אבידי את נתניה, תמדיר את ריש רוחם. ועוד אמר בריש כל הגט, ויקות של רחמונה, ויקות של אמינו, ומות ההייפי, ושקות של רכאו שם, איש של נימה, של אבידי כל פוסל, לא, לא עם משום, של אקפרש מי זה להביא כל פוסל, לא, של תמש מה זה בא לצלי, לא עם משום דה בא אותו איך לכתי, אלא שלא יניח תפי דיר של ידו, אלא, והוא, this is why I'm mentioning it, והוא, זה אומר לי, יחיין לי מיסטרי קולגית, מי טיימן, אילה אין למישום דכתיב יקוטה, ואוכי יקוקות ואלי, הוטום, so we see, that the cost of his reference to the Baal, not to the Seisea, because he is the cost of his reference to the Seisea, and the Seisea just said, so what did Moritz Kache? What did Moritz Kache? Because he is the cost of, ואוכי יקוקות ואלי, because who owns the parchment? He is, she pays the fee to the Seisea, so maybe she acquired title to the parchment, but what the Kache, because that does not require, because it's a reference to the Baal. So maybe we have no purchase accordingly, the parchment has to belong to the Baal. So it's much more from this Gemara that because that has reference to the Baal, and the Mele we can deduce from the Kota that the parchment has to belong to the Baal. But if Kota has reference to the Baal, so not only do we have to deduce that the parchment has belonged to the Baal, but that the mighty seed itself should be done by the Baal. So that's contrary to what Jesus said, that the Kota has reference to the Seisa. But they said, hey, I'm not a son. The get to the Isha. So the Niyor of the get has to belong to the Baal in the case where the Anshin, the Isha pays the scribe fee. So the Mele, who has title to the Niyor? The Isha, so when the Baal hands over the get to the Isha. So the title to the Niyor is not vested to the Baal. So the Gemara really means, Ilein Mishun Dechsiv Inosa. The Yochei Yiko Kostalei. Not the Kotab, but why does the Gemara mention the term the Kotab? Because the Gemara mentions the first word in the Pasuk. But actually the Gemara means the Nosa, not the Kotab. In other words, according to Teisei, so the parchment does not have to belong to the Baal at the time of the Tzitzis. The parchment has to belong to the Baal at the time of the Tzitzis, because we don't deduce it from the Kotab, we deduce it from the Nosa. Let's say, suppose the Baal, at the time when he writes again, at the time when he gets his written, so the parchment belongs to the Isha. Let's say the parchment's mama belongs to the Isha, not only because of the fee that he gave the Isha. But suppose it was her parchment, and the Isha did not transfer the parchment to the Baal before the fee. So at the time when she the title to the parchment was vested to the Isha. But after it was written before the delivery of the get, the Isha transferred the parchment to the Baal, and then the Baal delivered to the Isha. So according to this, it would be good. In other words, there is no halacha that parchment, that title to the parchment must be vested in the Baal at the time. There is no halacha that parchment the title to the parchment must be vested in the Baal at the time. Because we don't learn it out from the Kotab. The Gemara really means the Nosa. The Kotab doesn't have reference to the Baal. The Kotab has reference to the Seisa. Now obviously the Torah doesn't say the title to the parchment must be vested in the Seisa. So there is no such as a Kotu inherent in the term the Kotab. Because a Kotu is implicit in the term the Nosa. So the Mele, if it's implicit in the term the Nosa, so the Gosakotov only tells us that the time of the Nisina title to the parchment must be vested in the Baal, not at the time of the Tzitzis. So it doesn't matter whether the Baal has title to the parchment at the time of the Tzitzis or not. That's stated. However, the Tzitzis is in Tufo and the Tuf, so he says that When the Gemara says Rikota, it really means Rikota. It really means Rikota, not Minota. The Gemara means Rikota. So in other words, according to the Yosef, so the Zakotu, the title to the parchment must be vested to the Baal, not only the time of the Nishine, not only the time of the Nishine, but it must be vested to the Baal at the time of the Shine. Actually, you see, I mean, the Bishop doesn't say it, but it seems to me that the Ramban would also agree with that teaching. Because the Ramban says, if he says it, says there, that Shlichas is not required. Shlichas is not required. And when the Torah says Rikota, it is reference to the Sefer, not to the Baal. But the Ramban says something else. The Ramban says that Rikota is reference to the Baal. The Ramban doesn't say it in connection with the question as to whether titles to the parchment must be vested in the Baal or not. He says it in regard to the question as to whether if Sefer requires Shlichas or not. So the Rambam says that the Rikota is reference to the Baal. So it's possible that it requires Shlichas. But even if it doesn't require Shlichas, but it requires Shivu, so then the halacha is through the Shivu Baal to the Sefer, so it's considered as Shivu. So then the Baal affects the Lishmo. So anyway, what does the Rikota imply? That the Baal affects the Lishmo. According to the Rishi, we have to resolve it based upon Shlichas. So how does the Baal affect the Lishmo? Because when the Sefer writes through the Shlichas from the Baal, so then it's considered as the Baal made the Ma'is Aktivit. But even if we say the Shlichas is not required, so the Ma'is Aktivit does not have to be done by the Baal, does not have to be done by the Baal, but it's the Baal who affects the Lishmo. We see, I mean, that the Shittas HaRambam is that the Baal can be rebutted again. If he says so many words, yes, they are a bottle, so then the get becomes half the Baal, and he cannot be Chidr Megarish. If he says so many words, he wants the get to be bottle. Why? How can he be rebutted again? The get was already a good answer, because it is the Baal who affects the Lishmo. How is the Baal affecting Lishmo if we say that he requires Shlichas? So of course he affects Lishmo, because he is the one who has to write. And even if we say he doesn't require Shlichas, but there is a halacha of Shivu. So through the Shivu, from the Baal to the Sefer, so then the Lishmo is affected. So the name of the Rikota, the Rambam says that the Rikota is reference to the Baal. Even if we don't say that it requires Shlichas. But it has reference to the Baal because when the Sefer arrives, the Lishmo is affected through the Tziva Baal. Not through Shlichas, but through the Tziva Baal. Through Tziva Baal. So maybe if we say the Rikota now, so then the Rambam says in connection with the Lishmo. So in other words, that without Tziva Baal, so then the Lishmo is no Lishmo. Why? Because it's the Baal who affects the Lishmo. So the name of the Rikota has reference to the Baal, and he tells us that the Baal must affect the Lishmo. It cannot be affected by anyone else, either through Shlichas or just through Tzivu. But so through the Rambam doesn't mention it in connection with title to parchment. But the name it follows, if Rikota has reference to the Baal, so obviously, that the Zizdir Zakotuk now, the Gemara says here that there is a halacha, that the title to the parchment must be vested in the Baal, and this Rikota has reference to the Baal. So obviously, when the Gemara says Rikota, it means Kotat, not Rikota. And then again, according to the Ri, so certainly, the Ri says that Zizdir Zakot requires Shlichas. So obviously, if it requires Shlichas, how do we know that it requires Shlichas? Because the Torah says Rikota. So according to the Ri, obviously Rikota doesn't have reference to the Sefer, has reference to the Baal. And since Rikota has reference to the Baal, so the Pshat in the Gemara here, when the Gemara says, Ilei Mishim Dichti Rikota, so the Gemara means Rikota, not Rikota. It's only cases of Chavei who reject the Shite of the Ri. And Teisa says that the Rikota has reference to the Sefer, so the Mela Teisa is compelled to say, Teisa is compelled to say, that when the Gemara says Yom Shem Lechse Rikota, the Gemara means the Seif Apostle. Vinota. Vinota. Mashiach came according to the But they can according to the read that requires Sliches. So mainly, if it requires Sliches, where's the mocking for that? Because that. So obviously because that has reference to the Baal. If because that has reference to the Baal, so mainly this, when the Gemara says here, the Shindichti Vikotav, so the Gemara means Vikotav, not Vinotav. Not Vinotav. So then it will follow the title to the gift, to the paper must be vested in the Baal, not only the time of the Mishne, but it must be vested to the time of the Tile. The Tile. So even though, I mean, you'll find that thing, they'll say that the Mishiotes is the only one who says the title to the parchment must be vested in the Baal time of the Tile. And because you mentioned things that is contrary, but it's not. It's not, the Mishiotes is not the only one. On the contrary, the Li will not agree with the Tesis here, and the Ramban will not agree. According to Tesis, so when the Gemara says here, because of it means Vinosa. It means here Vinosa. So in other words, so we have a Machlokes of Tesis. Now, one thing is clear, that at the time of the Mishne, title to the parchment must be vested in the Baal. And if it's not that in the Baal, there's no way. Whether at the time of the Tzivah must also be vested, we have a Machlokes of Tesis. So according to Tesis that Chovei, it doesn't have to be vested. Because when Gemara says here, the Kota, so it really means in Ota. According to the Tziotah, it has to be vested. According to the Li, it is only obvious that it has to be vested. And according to the Ramban also, even though the Li and the Ramban don't discuss that question. But they do discuss as to whether the Rikota has reference to the Baal or the Tesis. So the Li and the Ramban both say that Rikota has reference to the Baal. Tesis says no, Rikota has reference to the Tesis. So maybe he Rikota has reference to the Baal. So we got the Aloche, the Kaikumad, so we got the Pshat in this Gemara, it also means Rikota, not you know. Now, actually there is a Kasha in this Gemara. Now, so according to the Ri and the Ramban, there wouldn't be, in the Tiotel, there wouldn't be any Kada. But according to Tesis, it would be a Kada. That's what it is. You mean the washing Yoyi's way? Yeah, that's right. Why is Rashi emphasized Yoyi's way? So Rashi should say Kosher's way. Why do you say Yoyi's way? So it's much more like Tesis from Rashi. Yeah. All right, fine, okay. Other Rabbi, but you see, since, all right, so. So no. So what do they say? That since, that since the Gemara used the beginning of the process, so it isn't the process. I mean, is that they say? But since Rashi changed from possibly Yoyi's way, so it's a Rashi.
Rashi wasn't the chosen, not like that. Rashi said,
No. Man, the Yoyi's law. If Rashi emphasized, how is the Midor? No, because no. True, that is before the Kiveh, but then it is the result. You see, who owns the paper? The one who pays for it. Is he who pays the paper fee? So he pays not just for the word. He pays for everything, for the word. For the DA, for the kume, for the parchment, for everything. So Lele, at that time when she pays the fee, so at that time it becomes vested, so title to the paper becomes vested in the issue. So Lele, at the time of the Nesina is still vested. So true, it becomes vested as of the moment she gives the fee. But it continues to be vested. But the fact that Rashi that Rashi, he emphasizes Yoyi's way, Vahavakim on the Yoyi's way. Oh, you mean the money? Oh, the money, yeah, right. One second. I'm sorry. No. Yes, the Yoyi's way doesn't have reference to the guest. I made a mistake. Yoyi's way has reference to the Jews. Yes. All right, so then there is no real deal. Then there is no deal one way or another. I mean, one second. I made a mistake. The Yoyle does not have reference to the... to the gate at all. It has reference to the Zeus. So maybe there is no deal by the Rashi. Because Rashi only says that since the Isha gives the seed, so the Mele, so type of the parchment becomes vested in the Isha. And so it becomes vested in the Isha, so it's all the time the Isha. At the time of the seed it's in the Isha, and at the time of the
seed.
No, there's no Ryan. No, but it's no Ryan. Because two, at the time, it becomes vested, the type of the part becomes vested at that time, when it gives the feed. But since it becomes vested that time, so the time of the sinner is still vested. So the main way, it's no good, because the time of the sinner is still vested in the evening. That's right. What? But it has reference to the zoo, not to the guest. You see, I made a mistake. I did close so.
Why doesn't he
pay before? That's the practice he paid before. But our tradition, the important thing is that the title is vested in him in the time of the sin. Or in the time of the Siddur. So from Rashi there is no deal. I made a mistake, I thought for a moment that you had reference to that. Yes.
Why don't you say just to make wine? I want to see the Siddur not done.
One second, wait a minute. One second. So, Omer of my time, you and you should be Kosta. You should be Kosta. So she pays the fee. If she pays the fee, so she pays not only for the word, but for the joy and the parchment too. So Memele belongs to her. So the Dilme, so how will Tatus explain it? He becomes vested at the time she gives the Zeus to the Seifer, and Memele it remains vested all the time. So the time of the Sinai is still vested in the Isha. So did it get to the apostle? So you must do Yasna with Rabbi. Hezkabez Nefkia. In other words, the Chachonim were Machna, the Zeus, given by the Isha, they were Machna to the Baal. So in other words, so whose Zeus is it? Whose Zeus is it? It's the Baal Zeus. So Mele, who requires title to the parchment? So the Isha requires, I'm sorry, the Baal requires title to the parchment. So Mele is good. Right, now, then the Gemara says, there of Mishum Yitzhidi Nosan, the Ochel Yoyi Gomide, but then there's another time. He could pass along this thing because the Torah says, we not, the Ochel Yoyi Gomide. Now, so of course, according to Tesis, the Lashon HaGemara is a little difficult, because Bishleimi, if we say like the Vee, and like the Vee Yosef, and the Vee, so before the Gemara, did you the halacha from the Tosaf, now from the Nosan, so we can understand why the Gemara is now changes the word. For it says the Tosaf, and now it says the Nosan. But according to they said, so when the Gemara says we should see the Tosaf, then we are saying Tosaf or something. So the Gemara really meant the Nosan. So why did the Gemara say now the Elam should see the Nosan? The first Kashi was also from the Nosan. So the answer is, but the first Kashi, too, the first Kashi is also from the Nosan. But the first Kashi was based upon the Aloche, the title to the parchment must be vested in the Baal in time of the Sinai. And here the Gemara mentions the Nosan in regard to another Aloche, because the Nosan might mean that he has to give us something that is Choshe, that has a word. But the get, many a get, has no word. It can be written even on something that is worth less than a pute. It's worthless. So Mele does not comply with the Nosan, because the Nosan might imply he has to give us something that is a chile, that has a worth, a pute. And many a get does not even have the worth of a pute. So how is it good? In other words, it's not necessary that it be worth a pute. Hey, that is shown from itam. Kosel, Shiranoi is Kosel. Kosel, Shiranoi is Kosel. So in other words, even though it has no worth, so it's also Kosel. Now, according to the, according to Tesis, that the Rikosa has referenced, it really means Rikosa, and title to the parting by the Western Baal only the time of the Sinai, so that's very certain difficulty. I didn't see anyone should have discussed it. Now, there is a Gemara that in the next daf, there, Vorbino Sefer Mishneh Berechit, means Halacha Sefer HaMachin. So that's the Halacha in all stories here. Not asking Gabriel, you know the story here, that the paper upon which the Shabbaton is written must belong to the Machin, to the Nehishin. So the Nehishin says it doesn't apply to Shtarai, to Shtarai. Because Raya was different with me, whether the paper belongs to the Nehishin, to the Levi, or doesn't belong to the Levi, the Raya is the same. So it's only a loch in Shtakim. But it's certainly a loch in Shtakim, because it's a piece of Mishne, a piece of Machin, that the Rio of the Shtar, where every Shtakim is, with the Rio of Shtakim, must belong to the Machin. So let's say in Shabbatone, who is the Machin? The Nehishin. In Shabbatone, who is the Machin? Let's say in the King of this place to the Shtar. The Mechen. And Baget, who is the Machin? The Baal. So the Mechen, why do we have to resort to a special Zeratakot of Vinotam, more as a Zikotam, the Polish state of the King Vinotam, the title to the parchment must be vested, title to the parchment must be vested, it is to the, in the Baal, in the Baal, why do we need a special Zeratakot for Vinotam? So, what is true of both stories here is certainly true of Ghetto. So the mainly no story there is a loch of Sivra Machne, that the Miyor of the Shtar must belong to the Machne. So the mainly here, without the Birtakot of Minotan, the Miyor of the Shtar must belong to the Bar. Yes, all right, so that's it. So, however, according to this Yosef, it's no catch. Because according to this Yosef, Rikotap means Rikotap. So we have a special Birtakot that not only the time of the Messina must be belong to the Baal, even the time of the Seer Miyom must belong to the Baal. Now then, we don't find the Shabbatone. Shabbatone, if Ramachna only implies that the time of the Kiryat, it must be his Miyom. But suppose the Baal, the Nisim, would write his Shabbatone on the paper of the Mikabel. And after the execution of the Shabbatone, the Mikabel would transfer the paper to him. And then the Nisim would deliver the Shtar to the Mikabel. Then it would be all right. Then it would be all right. Because the Shachodah to Ramach means at the time of the Mishinat Hashtar, Mishinat Hashtar, not by the Mishinat. So Mashiach can hear Gabigeh, so we have this special Shachodah, that is at the time of the Mishinat. So it must belong to the Baal. So according to say it's just a bit all right. However, according to take the case, but I just want to leave it for a while. Now, so now the second case of the Gemara is, so as far as the fact that the Isha pays the safer fee is concerned, so there's no case. Why is there no case? Because Hefka doesn't have care, so the Chachomim were mafia. The Chachomim were mafia, not mafia, give way, the Jews, that the Isha gives, they give it away to the Baal. So the Mele, when the Isha gives to the Sefer, so it's considered as he's the Baal gave. As he's the Baal gave. Now, before I go, turn to the Ram here under it. The Ram under it. The Gartinus to Bigmor. That's the best and that's the best on the very thing. Gartinus to Bigmor, Omar Afrika. The Hale released the Rikunki the Dalme on the Rode, my time, even if you see the cost of Lobo in the cost, so you must see the Senate Hara, say, there, and the more in the portus, which is a Konakabune, you do max, we ask for Rabono. So in the Axel, I will do the Lido, we have it in Mandioi for you, the Hesgabel no yes, yeah. Ja, aber gab es nicht nur kam genommen. Sie dort ist nicht gestoppt. So, aber kusche die Nuh so auch habe, und ich bin zwei Nuh so eine Woche. Wochen vor, ich sage, Porsche, ich habe dir, aber ich habe Gott nicht erzählt, dass ich gestoppt ist. So, denn, oh, wissen Sie, wie gestoppt ist Porto? I mean, that's inconceivable. So, he really means, he uses the Russian Gilmore because there, as a form of respect. ומדברים עוד, דהי קיים לסגת ולמצלוי לזכה, שמאמין עוד מיני שאיתור שהתנבא ומתחילה הכלף משלם, והדיוי והקומה, כמו שכל תומית את מחבלים בבני דיבי. אלו בהרוז בזה, תיאקנו לרבון עוד, כאילו הספר, הכלף, וזכר לליבר, והבה לתשלוחים, וזכר. So he says that some Chabrim mentioned, some Chabrim in Kunigitin, they mentioned that the Baal, before the Sefer lies again, so the Baal so should take his parchment, his joy, his pen, and give it to the Sefer. He tells him, now here your parchment, I'm giving it away to you. It's you. In other words, the Baal has to not be marked, I'm sorry. The Baal, so some have a role, that before the paper lies, so the Baal should give his parchment to the paper, and the ink, he should give his ink, and the pen, and he should say to the paper, now you write on my ink, with my pen, with my power. Why? Because the parchment has to belong to the Baal. So the Baal has to give his parchment to the Sefer and tell him, you write on my part. You are on my part. Alright. So he says, no, it's not necessary. Elo Bahuzuzet, the Akhil Rabbonon, Kenya Sefer Hakla, Vizichel Baal, the Havalik Ishluchet, Vizichel. Oh, so he says, no. It's not necessary, because even if the Baal does not give to the Sefer a parchment, he doesn't send all the parchment to him and say, now you write the get on my parchment. In other words, so the Sefer, what does the Sefer do? In other words, the Sefer gets the Zeus from the shop, and then with that Zeus, he goes to the store, and he buys parchment, he buys ink, he buys the pen. I mean, this is the situation as reference. So Mele, so it's good enough. Why? Because that Zeus that he needs again, whose Zeus is that really? The Baal Zeus. The Chachomim gave way, the Zeus that he needs again to the Sefer, they gave way to the Baal. So our being, from whom does the Sefer get his Zeus? From whom did he get? So he got the Zeus from the Baal. So then when he goes to the store and he buys the parchment and the joy, so when he makes the kinyan in the parchment, for who does he make the kinyan? For the Baal. Because he got out of him, he got the Zeus from the Baal, is the Baal Zeus. It is always fully used to get it there. So maybe when he buys the cloth and the joy with that Zeus, so he has mind to be zeche in the cloth for whom? For the Baal. So then when he writes on the cloth of the Baal. This is Abo ima cloth ushalei. So that is all I, if he doesn't use cloth, if the Sefer doesn't use cloth that was his before. In other words, he gets new cloth for the Zeus that he should gave. So then he has to be zeche at the time when he buys the new cloth. So he has to be zeicher, so he has kavone to be zeicher for the Baal. So Mele is good. Matenke is the same fair that he gets new cloth. He has his old cloth that belongs to him all the time. So now when he gets the Zeus from the Isho, so what should we say? He gets the Zeus from the Isho, and that Zeus that he got from the Isho is really who Zeus? Is the Baal Zeus. So the same fair at the time when he takes his cloth in his hand, so then he has kavone to be zeche for the Baal. One cannot be zeche, the Baal himself cannot be zeche for somebody else. There must be always a third party to be zeche for somebody else. Let's say if Ruben has a certain sefer, and he wants to give it away to Levi, so he must tell Shimon, now you Shimon, you be zeche in this sefer for Levi. But Ruben cannot take his sefer and say, well, I pick it up, this is my sefer, I pick it up, I want to be zeicher for him. The Baal himself, it has to be, the tchiyah has to be done to a third party, but one, the Baal himself cannot be zeicher for the mikabel.
So he is, let's say, the Seifer has to get new plow. So then we say, the Baal doesn't have to give him his plow. All that the Seifer has to do is to be having to be there in the plow for the Baal. Magician, if he uses plow that has been his from before,